This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats. A city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
You watch him kind of walk onto the walls sideways and then upside down. So he's just, it seems as if his feet adhering to the wall is the same as his feet adhering to the floor.
Oh my God, he's Jareth from the Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. Actually, that's fairly accurate.
The codpiece is a lot big.
Forgot to describe that part. Very big codpiece.
So you guys get down to here, and there is, I guess, if there's any rooms you want to look into and kind of explain what you're seeing as you're moving through.
Yeah, I'll like peek into this room to the south of us as we walk by.
Like, so there's stands, almost like dress mannequins, except they're used to like hold armor. And there are lots of silvered armor of elven smith make that have been set up on these kind of dress stands as if they've been, you know, they're in a readied position, like someone would put them there to polish them and then kind of grab them at a moment's notice. But there seems to be, they're all very uniform. There's a couple of pikes in the corner, almost like a ready room and like one would see in a guardhouse.
Is everything sort of covered in dust, like nothing's been used in a very long time?
Yeah, everything's really dirty. And you can see little goblinoid handprints and stuff everywhere. But it seems like the Baron is more interested in things of copper and gold than of silver. And since this stuff is all kind of silvered, he has no time for it.
Does it appear to be anything useful in the stands?
It's good quality, but it's you know, it's chain armor. You know, so you're gonna get a basic. There's no pluses. You know, you're not seeing anything like wow. You craftsmanship's really awesome, but it's not anything super super badass.
Is there any emblemography or anything?
There are a lot of so it looks like there's a lot of sparrows and a lot of bats.
Bats.
Yeah.
Hmm. Doesn't seem to relate to each other, but okay. Do we check this top room?
This top room right here? These look like sleeping quarters, except the beds are very strange. They're on the ground, almost coffin-like, without lids.
Can I tell if the Baron is a vampire, having lived at the Pepto-Bismol mansion with a vampire for a while?
Yeah, he's with Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks like the middle ground between something alive and Randolph.
Okay, so he doesn't like immediately identify as undead to me or vampire to me.
Yeah, but he's just about as close as you can get to it.
Just out of curiosity, I'm going to look through my emerald on the special lens that Hans gave me.
Yeah, so you're tracking a key. Yeah, you're
there's
tracking
another key.
Yeah.
Which way is this one coming from?
It's below you, probably about a half a mile away to the north.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to say anything about it just yet, but I'm going to keep focusing on. I'm going to keep looking towards it every now and then.
Okay.
Walking again.
You know, you guys are moving through. He takes you down another, spiraled staircase that goes down, and you get to this sort of this landing. There's a lot of external like arrow slits. There's a couple of ballistas set up. I'm not going to bother drawing the map, but you're in just kind of this wide area that looks like kind of a staging area for mass combat. And there looks like there was a considerable amount of conflict here. It looks like two major forces clashed. And there are, you know, dusted, boned bodies, a couple of
houses. I was gonna say, it looks like it happened a long time ago.
Yeah. There's considerable conflict that has transpired here. looks like two major forces have kind of gone at it. And way in the distance, and the way I'm going to describe this is probably going to be a little weird. If you could picture like a Neo Tokyo from like Blade Runner, instead of technologically advanced, very gothic in nature, gargoyles, very, you know, high pointed iron, kind of crafted stone, all behind a giant ringed wall. You are now seeing ground level, that city that you were seeing from above. So, you know, as you've made your way down, it's probably been about an hour of travel as you've made it your way through the quote unquote Baron's Kingdom. You are seeing this massive city, but the walls are high and you see no point of entry. And, you know, it's dark, but those of you with vision that allows you to see in the darkness, there are legions of giant hooked and horned beasts that just kind of slowly trundle around the perimeters of the walls of the city. Yeah, it's just like waves of these entities. And you know that...
Notice us?
No, you're so far away. But it's like looking kind of into a bowl. So you're kind of like at the top of a bowl, looking down, and just around the walls of the city, there are just kind of a churning mass of these chitinous, hooked entities.
Outside of the city?
Outside of the city walls, yeah.
And have we moved closer to this key that I picked up?
It's about, it's closer to you than it is to the city, but it's still farther below. It's like underground from where you're at right now.
Okay.
But he's not detecting it in the city itself?
No, it's closer to you than it is.
Well, that's...
But still below us.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just kind of giving you guys a chance to stop because we're not on a map, so you can kind of look around, or if you want to inspect anything or ask any questions or any of that. I'm giving you that opportunity before you guys can...
So we're still kind of above the city looking down at it?
Yes. So like if you... okay, so picture the impact of a meteor.
Mm-hmm.
Or, so if that happened, the bowl indention that it would create in the earth. Somebody built a city around, let's say, that thing that made that impact. You would be looking down into this kind of bowled area. Okay. So
but the walls of the city are inside the crater.
Yes, they're inside the crater.
Okay. And the things that are walking around outside the city, have I ever seen them or anything like that before?
You may have encountered reading about them in some of the books. I will allow you to make a knowledge nature check.
All right. Knowledge nature. I really wish that was a better skill for me. 13.
I'm going to give it to you because it was, I think it's close enough. These are hook horrors.
Hook hoarders?
Horrors. Are you familiar with hook horrors?
Nope, sure not.
All right, let me grab you a picture. If we were all at the same table, I would just open up my handy dandy monster manual and show you. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're massive. You know, this thing is probably about 12 feet tall.
That's like a murder chicken.
Yeah, so it's got the body of sort of a scarab beetle, and it has these two large arm-like appendages that are just massive hooks, and then it has these kind of shelled like scaled legs that end in these kind of gnarly bird-like claws, and then it's got this kind of hairless vulture-like head that ekes out of the top of it, and these iridescent like demonic-looking eyes. And these things are massive. Like, there's just these giant bestial entities.
They're like elephant-sized or something?
Rhino, about the size of a rhino.
Okay.
And here's the other crazy part. They don't work in packs. They are solitary animals. So for there to be this many of them in an area, all just kind of not eating or killing each other, and just sort of slowly churning in mass around the walls of the city, it's kind of weird.
And then can I take a look at them and the city as a whole through my sword, see if anything looks different to me?
Yes. Throw a perception check. This is gonna be a weird one.
I tell you.
You see, you know when you look at a 3D image and you don't have the glasses on, so like the blue and the pink and the black don't line up?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that. I'm not going to go more into it.
Through the sword, it looks like that?
Through the sword, it looks like that. It looks like there's three different images.
Interesting.
Slightly out of sync with each other.
I'm going to like look at it for a minute and then I'm going to like grab Emmy and like try and get him to look through the sword at it.
I do that.
You can't see through the sword.
Oh.
She's just putting a blade in front of your face.
Guys, I've just gone totally insane.
Yeah.
I'm just staring at him expectantly like, what is that?
Also, I've been watching you like look at things through. I think you even mentioned you could see through it. So unfortunately, it seems to only work for you.
Oh.
I can't what you are looking at, but, and I guess, I don't know, I'll try just going into my normal vision on the emerald and see if I see anything unusual.
No, you're not really seeing anything that's different to you. Like you can pick up that there is life in I don't want to call it life. There is something in the city. Things are moving around in the city.
I like perch up next to, because I see they're looking at over around. I'd be like, yes, many, many horrors down there, but not as bad as the belly men.
Not as bad as who?
The belly men. They wiggle around on their bellies.
Belly men?
Yes, they kind of look like him from the waist up, but the rest of them are belly.
Who is he pointing at?
Emmerich.
Oh, and the belly men are who is inside the city?
They try to get in. The Lord managed to fight them back, and I managed to make my escape. Good day, good day.
So you came from the city to your kingdom?
The city was dangerous and dark.
Let's start taking a look around at these, what's left of this big battle.
Okay.
Is there any, like, bodies or remains?
There's definitely some remains. You want to throw me an investigation?
Who's poking a pile of bones now?
I think I have an investigation, but I do have some knowledges and my monster lore.
Shit, all right.
Three, actually.
It looks like, as you're kind of digging through, looking at the canine teeth on some of the skulls, looking at the way that some of the bones form together, it looks like two breeds of elves clashed here. One of them clearly vampiric. The other different, maybe even reptilian? I'm not entirely sure. But it looks like they clashed, and they clashed hard. This battle was not one of finesse, like you would typically see elven armies engage in conflict, almost like a dance. This was brutal, fucking barbaric combat. Artistic weaponry was used in the most savage way. You know, this wasn't rapiers and nobility. This was fucking end of times level shit. There's a lot of carnage here. Like, the damage that's done to the bodies is extensive.
Can we tell how long ago all of this happened?
You might not be able to.
Okay.
But I'm sure if you ask that question, the party...
Okay, I'll turn to the group and just be like, there's so many dead here. I wonder what happened, when it happened.
120.
120?
Yes.
Years ago?
Aye. It was quite a battle.
Were you here for the battle?
This is how I escaped that dreaded city. Many houses were painted red that day. Many belly men died. It was good to see. Good to see.
And other combatants, what were they?
Assholes. Bastards. Filth. He spits on the floor.
Can I make a knowledge history check to see if anything that this guy is saying is actually true, or if he's just completely batshit insane?
Yeah, sure, go for it. If there was a city, you want to believe him. You feel like he's maybe not using the right words to describe things, but there's enough here that what he's describing could be factual.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
At least we have a time frame now. I mean, we saw that carving on the wall or whatever, you know, 100 or 1,000 years ago. At least we have just a reference, frame of reference now.
I'm not sure it's the same thing.
They were after the Hat of Queens.
Hat of Queens, huh?
Yes, but the Lord made sure they didn't get it.
The one side looked like elves, but slithered on the ground. The other side were just, and all kinds of assholes on the other side.
Yes.
That sounds like what we saw on the wall.
You shouldn't be an asshole. Assholes get fucked.
So the Lord took the Hat of Queens away from this place?
Yes, the Queenie Hat.
Where did the Queenie Hat go?
The Lord kept it.
What Lord?
Lord of the Realm.
Who
did your lord fight for?
Himself. I do not know that many intricate details. Percy did, but he's been dead many years.
Hmm.
Come. I must show you the pool.
What?
I follow. Ooh,
come.
I follow. I just keep asking him about the lord, and he keeps not giving me any sort of fucking answer, and I'm very frustrated.
Happened to be below us.
Good.
Emmer, did you tell the rest of the group that you sensed a key below us or not?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
I must say, you must be careful if you venture into the city. Rahleem might still be there.
Who what? Might still be there?
Rahleem.
Rahleem?
Yes, the lord.
Does that name mean anything to me?
Big bastard, that one.
No, fuck. Everybody in the party can make a intelligence check except for Silent on that one. You weren't there. Okay. That's the only reason.
Brown.
Intelligence, you failed me.
Oh, no, Emmy. Emmy, you're a dum-dum. Same number twice, all of us.
Damn it, I know what it is, but my character doesn't.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, it doesn't spark anything for you guys right now. It's not bringing you any joy.
This does not spark joy.
He made many sparky shooty things from hands.
He did indeed make many sparky shooty things from hands.
Dark bastard magic.
And he took the Queenie hat away from here after the battle?
I do not know. I used the battle to escape, but I'm guessing he kept it away from the bellyman.
The bellyman wanted the hat.
Yes, I've heard it's very pretty. I think many people wanted the hat.
As far as you know.
Where did you get your crown?
I'm a king. Kings have crowns. You crazy lady. It's the same as asking why you have feet.
But where did you get it? Did you find it? Were you gifted it?
A king has a crown, and I am a king.
Have you always been a king?
It is not important before kingship, but no.
Like,
I thought you said king shit.
You managed to get the speaking syntax down correctly, and I really appreciate that. It's disjointed as fuck, but it totally works.
If there's shit in my kingdom, I am king of it, yes.
Doing a good job.
You can use it to write on walls if you don't have a pen.
I want the Baron and Gary to come with us.
Yeah.
For the keen listener, he's dropping like major clues. So you guys come through, he kind of leads you off this this other corridor that's from that big room with all the battle and stuff had gone down. Down a couple of other little alcoves and rampways, and you start to get into a more smooth, less ornate area. And then you discover, almost the masonry kind of gets a little bit more linked together, almost smaller brick-like, and you can hear water. And you come through this hallway into this large chamber, and there is a pool of water. It's this very large rectangular pool of water. And the depth is, you can't really kind of see the bottom of it, but there's nets that look like they've been tethered very crudely all around the outside of this kind of pool of water. And this is kind of where the Baron deposits you.
Does this water look like the acid water from previously?
No.
Okay. I don't trust water anymore.
Well, you are a cat.
And the nets look like they were keeping something in the water or like fishing something from the water?
Fishing something from the water.
Those are my grabby nets.
And you guys hear Gary. Well, Gary squeaks a lot, but Ella can hear Gary goes, yes, we use those to gain tribute from the city.
What kind of tribute does the city give you? And I'm like staring directly at Gary having this conversation.
Oh, all sorts of things watch up through the net that the creature does not eat.
That is a creature.
Oh, very large, very evil creature.
Is it dangerous? Should we make it close to the pool?
Oh, it is horribly dangerous, but you cannot get to the city if you do not kill the creature.
Yes, the pool is not for bathing. No.
How do you use the nets without the creature getting you?
Oh, we throw the nets in. The creature only comes if you get in the water.
Oh, okay. Seems perfectly logical.
Is that what we're calling it?
This is how pools work, yes?
Can someone explain to me why we're going into the city?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Nope, sure can't explain to you why we're doing it.
Why else would you be in my kingdom? You said you wanted to go to the city, yes?
I don't remember saying that at all.
Are you wasting my time?
I'm looking through my eye again for the key.
It's on even ground with where you are now. Probably about 250 feet this way.
Okay. But this is just one room here?
Yeah, it's just one room.
Okay. Ideally, we are trying to find another gate that we can exit. We've traveled so far down here that...
And we think that's down here because... Because...
What is your sense of adventure, Plarion?
We had a job to do. I mean, I don't want to deal with a whole horde of hook whores that I see on there, okay? If I don't have to.
Could be fun, though.
Oh, yeah, it's a great time.
This place is worth exploring just a little bit more, and I kind of motion to my eye.
Oh.
Should at least take a look around.
There are emeralds.
Is that a pun? Making puns?
Can I take a look around this? Is there anything in this space besides the pool?
There's the nets that are kind of crudely constructed. There's like kind of some little burrows that probably are rat burrows that are around the perimeters of the walls here. There's the water itself, and that's it. It's a very clean space. Not clean, empty. It's a very barren space.
Silent goes up to the edge of the pool and like leans over it so she can look down. She steps back.
Do not touch the water unless you want to fight the bees.
What kind of beast are we talking about?
The water?
It's a beastly beast.
It seems like you brought us to a dead end.
Oh no, you can get into the city through the pool. But then the pool is the beast, so you have to kill the beast to get into the city. So and you will die, but...
And we would have to swim through water.
Unless you have a way of walking through water? I don't go in the pool.
He's got you there.
Have you explored any other rooms on this level?
I know my kingdom, and this is the only way into the city, unless you can kill all the horrors. Oh, so many horrors. It'd be fun to see you try, but you would die.
I'm going to start slowly kind of walking around the room.
Okay.
Glancing periodically at the pool and at the wall, just look solid if there's a doorway.
You want to throw a 20?
Just a flat up and down 20?
Yeah, flat up and down 20.
17.
You've seen places like this back in the city. Typically, this is where they would dispose of waste. Normally, there'd be a large collection of like Karen beetles, or sometimes there's a pyre that burns solid waste, but you know, the room is fairly similar. In fact, there's a lot of similarities between the way this place looks built and Muriel. Like just kind of following around in the Church of Whispers and Ella and through the catacombs and where the libraries and stuff are underneath the city, the construction here looks almost identical to kind of what you've seen in Muriel.
I don't see anything odd around the room with true sight, do I?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it just, no. Everything you're seeing is pretty much exactly what it is.
Okay, just checking.
So would it be fair to guess that if I was trying to find this key, it might be in the pool, but underneath?
It would probably be at another point further along the journey that the refuse would take. If you were at the end point of the trash, there would probably be a middle point where the trash was processed.
Okay.
And then the point that the trash was dumped. And from what you're seeing, it's probably the middle point is where the key would be.
Okay. And it's a similar setup where you can have access to the water?
Yes.
Okay. Baron, is there another room where we could access the water? Maybe the beast is not in that pool.
No. This is, like I said, only way. Other than horrors, and you'll be hooked.
You know your kingdom very well, Baron. Let me ask you this. Is there another room similar to this also in your kingdom?
No.
No, this one is pool. The only pool.
One pool room, one beast. Gary.
Let's fight a beast.
Fetch me Carlos. No. Get Susan. Bring me Susan.
Right away, my liege.
And then the little rat jumps off his shoulder and runs into a little burrow. It'll be a few minutes before it comes back.
I try to sidle up along Plarion, there is a key under the water, further along, possibly further into the refuse processing.
Delightful.
I'm worried if we want to get that key, we'll have to get into the water and face whatever this
beast. It's better than that than the hook horrors, I suppose.
Do we want to rest up before we try to face whatever could be in there?
Yes, be at your best, or else you won't pass the test.
I'm about to read Leroy Jenkins this shit, but okay.
You're the one who doesn't want to do this, right?
I just didn't understand until a minute ago why we're doing
it. Yeah, I was.
Emmerich finally told me that there's another key around here, so that makes it.
I was worried the Baron might freak out.
Baron, King, have you ever fought the beast before yourself?
I stand before you. No.
Have you ever seen anyone else battle it?
I have seen many enter the pool, and it goes red.
Because you are so wise, and this is your kingdom, and I just wondered if maybe you had any tips or insight into how we might best face it.
I kind of posture up and go, yes, I am. Very wise, very wise. That's why I not go into the pool.
Shoot towards the blinking parts of the tentacles when they come at you.
Ah, good.
When it opens its eyes.
Use the bomb.
Baron, why are you so interested in seeing us fight this beast? Is there something in this for you?
Not at all. You said you wanted to get to the city. I am a thief lord's pact. Is a thief lord's pact? I'm wise. I'm not going to go against the thief lord. You'll be stupid.
Does that mean anything to me?
You see how your friend reacted when she tried to go against the thief lord? Yes, she nearly expelled her guts all over my throne room, which would be bad for her. In many ways, thief lord do not like you being naughty.
So Gary comes back through one of the holes, and he's got another little fat rat following behind him.
Okay. Oh yeah, look at everyone go, are you ready to face the...
I want to meet Susan.
Susan, come here, Susan.
This little chubby rat toddles over.
And I put my hand down to get Susan on. And I just look at her and I'm like, Susan, how's the family? Yes. You remember a couple of weeks ago when you said my bum was looking a bit chubby? We laughed, yes. And I snap Susan's neck. And then I throw her into the pool. And just say, get ready.
He snaps her neck, I go, Susan!
Like, as he's talking to her, I'm like, do we want to go back to rest and recuperate? And oh, damn it.
The battle cry of, oh, shit.
Oh.
Well, I was assuming you got a rest while I was waiting.
It was a lovely...
I hate this guy so much.
And this is how he died.
And now we have to fight a giant bumper.
So from the pool out, kind of blossoms this, it looks like a mushroom to start, and then it just opens up like a flower, and all these tentacles kind of start lashing about everywhere. But you realize that if you're more than 5 foot away from the edge of the pool, they can't touch you. And this like kind of spider-like mouth with all these little eyes around it is eating the rat body that had been thrown into the water, and the blood just kind of starts to mingle with the surface of the water, turning it like a tint of red, and you just as the tentacles, oh, it's massive. Probably 30 foot across, like its center mass wise, tentacles stretching out another 15 feet. But like I said, the edge of the tentacles don't go past 5 foot around the perimeters of the pool. If you are closer than 5 foot, if you're within the 5 foot squares around the pool, though, it can totally reach you.
How quickly did it come up? Red hit the
Almost instantaneous.
Does it hang out there? Does it seem to sense that we're in the room?
It's still there eating, but you're not sure if it can sense you or not. It's just kind of disturbing looking, lashing around and kind of. But you also see like little coins and kind of little bits of leather and little pieces of like metal are floating to the surface as it's like kind of lashing around, almost like if you were to dredge up silt at the bottom of like a lake that had been undisturbed for a while, and that as it starts kind of mixing up and things are floating up, you're seeing little bits and pieces of non-organic float to the surface.
I kind of nudge the person who's next to me and just go, that is the beast.
Don't say.
A key didn't happen to float up, did it?
It did not.
Had to ask.
Would we be able to attack it like in a melee style from the floor, or would we have to jump into the water to swing a sword out?
I mean, you could attack the tentacles if you were within the 5 foot square. They could get to you too, but like if you were in this perimeter. And I mean, if you had reach, you could, you know, do that.
Well, Ella has a bow, so we can just
I know, I was like, I really want to take a shot at it. Should I take a shot at it?
Basically, this is the safety zone.
I didn't want to launch us into combat because I always do that to us.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate you on not waving at any of the horrible things.
It was so really far. Hard.
So far, yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about stealing Gary, so.
Emmerich has his bow out and ready.
I see Emmerich's bow out, and I look at him, and I pull my bow out, and I kind of shrug my shoulders, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a shot at it.
Okay, roll initiative. All right, let's see. We've got Silent at 21. Did you? 21 next on the stack. Looks like we've got Ella, 17. Garglin is going at 16. We got Plareon at 15. The Baron at 10. And Emmerich at 7. Cool beans. All right, so Ella, you will get the first hit, and then we'll go into regular initiative.
All right. Pew, pew. 19 and 15.
19 will hit, 15 will not, for 11 points of damage.
That was a really shitty roll.
That was a shitty roll. Let me
I go rolled ahead. Real shitty that time. I
forget to assign this thing. Hold on.
Did it, like, as I hit it with the arrow, does it, like, look at me or move towards me or...
Well, it hasn't moved yet.
Okay. I guess I'm trying to gauge its reaction. Because I don't trust that it maybe can't come out or... This was a fishing shot.
There we go. You hit it. That's about all you know right now. Silent, what are you doing?
Silent just like shakes her head and is like writing in her notebook. And then the beast came out. And now we're going to fight it, I guess. She closes her book. She's like, I don't really want to get like pulled underwater. You guys can hit it with your bows. And that's her turn.
Okay. Ella?
I'm going to shoot it again.
Okay. Roll to hit.
26, and well, the 26 will hit.
26 will hit. For another 11.
Phew!
All right. Oh, wait, no, that's not accurate.
It's just me doing 11 points of damage every round. It's going to take me 400 rounds to kill this thing.
Next up would be Garglin.
I'm going to try casting Cacophonous Call on this thing.
Okay.
Here's a whole bunch of information.
Want to tell us what Cacophonous Call does for the people at home?
Sure. Oh, yeah, the people at home, I forget about them. Cacophonous Call, you fill your target's mind with a blaring cacophony of discordant sounds, making it hard for the target to act and concentrate. Creature gains the nauseated condition for the duration of the spell if it fails its will save.
So this thing could get nauseous.
Yes.
Good to know.
Oh, my God, what's it going to vomit up?
Oh,
Susan!
Rats. Awesome, awesome.
Okay, let me grab his, there it is. All right, so what am I rolling? My...
Will save.
Will save, okay. Will save, do...
The thing in the pool!
Seems pretty good.
Okay. So you rolled 27.
That failed catastrophically.
Is your DC more than 27 there?
Shockingly, no.
So the thing in the pool rolled to 27. It was DC 15 still. It was pretty good. Good thought. Good thought. Next on the stack would be Plareon.
Two steps.
Let's see what numbers we got. 24 will hit. 5 is a 1. I'm going to need you to make a dex check.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, my dex is 13.
All right. Let's see. A little scatter die.
One more.
1, 2, 3. Okay, so starting from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you're rolling a d8.
6.
All right, so you stumble here instead of into the water. Yeah. Next would be the Baron. What's the Baron doing?
I've got nothing of range. The Baron puts Gary down.
Okay.
Looks at the closest person and goes, that's the beast! And then, goes in for an attack and says, watch how a king fights! And goes in for a slash attack.
Roll it.
13 is probably a miss.
Yeah, the 13 won't hit, but the 21 will hit.
Nice.
Yeah, so you do 14 points to it.
Cool.
Why is it keep doing this?
I'm not sure about rogues in Pathfinder, but can I disengage still and go back?
You can take a 5-foot step back, yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
Next is Emmerich. What's Emmerich doing?
He's got his arrows notched in the bow. He whispers, Kronos, please guide my shots and help me bring destruction to this beast. And I'm doing my two judgments, both justice and destruction, which will give me a +2 to hit and a +3 to damage.
Nice.
And I make my shot. So a 22 and a 19.
Those will both hit.
That's 5, 8, 14, 15, 17 damage.
In total?
Yes.
All right. All right. Now it's me. What shall I do? Well, first things first, I'm the realist. Where is my measure?
The circular thing with a little, it's like an upside down cube.
Right.
Oh no, the butthole got closer.
What? What?
Okay, so the Baron, Garglin, Silent, and Graziella all need to, I believe, make reflex checks. Yep.
25.
That'll make it. 24 will make it. 21 will make it. 13 will not make it.
Fuck.
Everybody but Silent has taken half as it retches out this giant wad of acid. Spits out this like green viscous fluid.
Oh great, it's barfing. Thanks, Garglin.
And it sprays this entire area. Gary luckily is safe because Gary was hiding behind Garglin.
Oh well, good for.
Oh, is this acid?
Yeah, it's acid.
I have acid 5.
Oh nice. So you take your damage reduction.
Cool. Okay.
That's its first move. Now it is going to attack.
Ooh, I can avoid area effect attacks, so I take no damage from that because I made the save, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
And now it's going to attack Plarion. Sorry for this, brother.
Ooh.
Okay. Those,
oh, all, no!
Those all hit.
Yep.
Let's see. That's what? 5, 10, 20 with a crit confirmed. That's 34. 39, another 14 would be 53.
Oh,
63. I have exactly 63 hit points, so.
Damn.
Or no, I'm 65 hit points, I'm sorry.
So you're still up?
I have 2 hit points left.
Shit.
Holy.
Ouch.
Yeah, shit hits like a fucking freight train.
And then all those hit me and you got a crit.
Yeah, that confirmed crit hurt like a mother.
Can we tell during this attack how close it is able to do that? Like if Plarion had been 5 feet further back, would...
Yeah, it's so its new range would be... I'll draw it for... It can now reach anything in this range.
And we still have to be here to attack.
Yeah, with melee. Top of the order. Silent?
Yep. I'm not feeling so hot. So could I even... 2, 3, 4... Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I will take a swing at it. 2 swing with my katana, 26 and a 16.
26 will definitely hit.
Okay. And then let's see. So I'm also gonna challenge it.
Okay.
I'm glad Matt G was here for that.
Challenge. Hey, big tentacle monster. There's still acid burning my face. Fight me and not those guys.
Ow.
Ow. I'm going to take a step back.
All right. That's actually a pretty good use of challenge, to be honest with you. Ella, what's your move?
I'm going to take a couple steps back. And I am going to try a spell.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to call lightning.
Oh, shit. You're not going to give it scurvy?
It seems like it's going into water, and maybe that's a good idea. Okay. So I'm going to call lightning.
All right.
Which, immediately upon completion of the spell, and once per round thereafter, you may call down a 5-foot-wide, 30-foot-long vertical bolt of lightning that deals 3d6 points of electricity damage.
Okay.
Flashes down in a vertical stroke at whatever the target point I choose within range, which I think is 30 feet, so I'm... Oh, it's 100 feet. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Any creature in the target square or on the path is affected. So I kind of move so that I could go in between the Baron and Silent without hitting either one of them. And then it will just stay there and I could call it again, apparently. And it has to make a save. Sorry, guys. I'm new to magic.
DC 15 reflex save.
Yeah, there it is.
Hold on 1 second.
Not very much.
It is in water.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to make it extra bad.
It's times 4.
Extra bad.
Oh. Yeah. So call lightning does times 4. So, yeah. So that would be 32 points. Okay. because I don't get a reflex save.
Oh, you don't?
You're too big.
Too big.
Oh.
Ha ha! And it's an ongoing effect.
And it's an ongoing effect. So I just
make this lightning come out of me, and I'm just like looking around in amazement, and I'm like so happy and smiling. I'm like, I'm doing it.
You look over, and Gary goes. It's just a little rat clapping at you.
So it's like, I know, Gary, I'm doing it.
You're a real Thundercat now.
No.
Excuse me, I'm a lightning.
Penelope, sorry.
Hey, Jay, we don't want to get sued.
It has a sword of omens. So.
I have that. That's right there in this room. I could, if I felt inclined, get up and go. There is. What?
No, I was just saying, we're indoors, correct?
That is true. Yes, you are indoors. Okay, so next would be Gargling.
Oh, crap. Well, Gargling just saw this thing take out his buddy. And,
aww.
Yeah, you're the only reason I got sucked into this nightmare, so.
This is true. Yeah. He's stuck, stuck in like a waking dream.
Yeah, I was just the band. That's all I was. I'm going to use my Arcane Strike, which gives me a bonus to hit. Oh, to damage. That'll be, well, that's a whole big plus one, but what the hell, it can't hurt. So I'm going to try and whack this thing with my hammer. Oh, I guess I have to move up to do that, but yeah.
Okay. You would hit it twice.
Okay. It should be 9 and 8 with the bonus.
Yeah. All right. I'm just putting it. I don't know if you guys can see its life bar, but I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can see
yeah.
It.
Okay. And then Plarion. What's Plarion doing?
Other than
gasping for breath.
I'm going to back up 2 squares here and lay on hands.
Just touch yourself.
I like to touch myself. Oh, 14. All right.
I thought you were done for, man.
Yeah, I did too.
I saw that crit come through, and that scared that. I was like, oh, shit.
It literally would have killed me 3 times over. Like, you have so many more hit points than I do. Yeah.
But I guess that's my turn, because that's my action.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Baron, I think you're probably also going to develop some sort of mild phobia towards tentacle creatures. Yeah. The Baron, what's the Baron doing?
He points at the creature, or the beast, and goes, "How dare you hurt the fancy man?" I attack again.
The 21 will hit.
For 12 damage.
For 12 damage.
And will I be able to disengage and move out of its reach?
Yes.
If I'm not moved? Yeah. I come pat Plarion on the head.
You're just Plarion makes all the friends.
I do have a high current.
It's true. All right, so let me tabulate this. Alrighty. And next up, we've got Emmerich. What's Emmerich doing?
First, he is also backing up. And is it fair to say that this thing is an aberration?
Yes, that would be 100% accurate.
All right. I'm going to draw my arrows again, but this time I'm giving my weapon Bane versus aberrations.
Oh, okay.
So now I got a +4 to hit and 2d6 +5 to damage.
Okay.
Now let's hope to God that I can actually hit.
I can... Oh man, the suspense.
Oh
there
shit.
You go.
So yeah, that first hit is a 28 and the second is a 17.
Well, both of those would hit. Or is that the damage?
Those were to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit. That'll hit.
Tabulating some damage now.
Okay.
Great Googling.
Well, I've also got...
Oh, right, you go.
48.
Oh, shit.
Bam.
Okay. It stops moving. that's for goddamn sure. It's not moving anymore. It doesn't attack this round. And I'm assuming Ella continues to hit it with lightning.
Ah!
Yeah, so that just kind of blows it apart.
Oh.
You guys are definitely out of initiative. That thing is done.
The Baron is just clapping and dancing around. Well done, well done, well done.
Well, that wasn't such a chore now, was it?
For some of us, yeah.
Do we know that it is the only one of them in there?
Got any more rats?
Gary, fetch me Jeremiah.
Gary nods and goes back into a hole.
I'm going to lay hands another time on my...
Your fancy man is not looking so fancy.
I'm feeling a little better.
I think we could all use a rest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Plerion. All of my healing potions are actually scurvy potions.
What? I've been taking those this whole time.
Is that why your teeth are falling out?
Ah.
Limes. I need limes.
I need a lime.
You can't cure the spell scurvy with proper nutrition.
No, I've got actually one of my paladin graces. I don't get disease.
Gary comes like
I lay on hands. Also, I probably have scurvy and don't even know it.
Gary comes walking like on his back two legs out of one of the little rat holes, holding another mouse. It's like a small field mouse in his hand, and he just walks over to the edge of the pool and kind of drops the thing in, and it flounders for a second. Nothing comes up, and then it kind of looks up at Gary, and Gary looks down at it, and then it just starts kind of backstroking in the water.
It's just having a spa day now.
Yeah.
Silent immediately dunks her acid burn face into the water just to wash off the acid. Is there anything floating off of the body that's as it descends?
Oh, there's tons of stuff. There's probably easily 150 gold worth of gems floating around. Little bits of baubles of coin. I think probably all told, probably about $500 worth of coin and gems collectively is floating around right now.
Look at all the tribute!
And tries to get some.
The Baron's kingdom, it belongs to him, doesn't it?
Oh, like, that's true.
Like pool skimming, just...
just like scooping gold towards her.
I will let you take the tribute, for you have rid me of the beast.
Sweet. Oh, very gracious of you, my Baron. Thank you,
the Baron.
I can finally wash my long johns.
Can we keep going now?
Baron takes him off and just starts like dunking him in the water.
Oh, thank you for that.
Lived here for how long?
120 years. Rank. Do we want to take a little naparoony before we dive into the pool, or?
Yes, please.
Please.
The big area that we were just in, would the hut fold out there?
Oh yeah, totally.
All right, yeah, Emmerich goes outside and unfolds his hut.
Wait, let's hut it up.
Graziella goes into Emmerich's hut.
Got room in the hut?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's, what did we say, five rooms? No.
Yeah, it's five rooms.
Oh, yeah, it's really big.
I'm going to lay on the floor, take a swig, and go to sleep. You guys can worry about people watch.
Yeah. All right, so everybody is resting for the evening?
Yes.
Cool. I think that's probably a good point to wrap for the night.
Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Plerion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMakerM on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garvey at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter. We'll be right back.
I know it's early, but I'm not, I don't have my maps.
Ah, yeah.
It's not, it, yes, it's very early, as in 5:24 a.m.
Oh. Yeah, it's only 9:30 here, guys.
I was going to say, it's like 9:30 for you.
Let's keep going.
Marshall probably up, what, another hour or so?
Hopefully not.
I know my kids were both early risers when they were younger.
He's luckily, on the weekend, he decides to sleep until about 7, maybe 8.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
I have the opposite problem tonight. My daughter's hosting a sleepover, so...
Hello, my little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graziella Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal, and believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.